This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is expected to give its approval Tuesday to a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. The package includes about $550 billion in new spending and would pay for roads, water systems, and improving access to broadband internet. Tuesday's vote follows extensive negotiations between a group of Democrats and Republicans. There are lawmakers on both sides who oppose the measure. Some Democrats say it does not go far enough to address the nation's needs. Some Republicans object to the scope and the price tag. But in the evenly split Senate, the package is expected to have the support of more than two-thirds of the members. Approval in the Senate would send the measure to the House of Representatives, where lawmakers are expected to consider it in September. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday she supports the implementation of a mainland Chinese law in the former British colony to respond to foreign sanctions. But Lam said she would prefer the law be introduced through Hong Kong legislation rather than Beijing legislation. Under China's law, individuals involved in making or implementing discriminatory measures against Chinese citizens could be put on a government anti-sanctions list. Those people could then be denied entry into China or be expelled, have assets seized or frozen, or be restricted from doing business. The mainland law comes as the United States and European Union step up pressure on China over trade, technology, Hong Kong, and the far western region of Xinjiang. Critics have warned that Hong Kong's adoption of the law could undermine its reputation as a global financial hub. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Bangladesh's government and aid agencies started vaccinating Rohingya refugees on Tuesday as a surge in COVID-19 cases raises health risks in the camps where more than 1 million Rohingya who fled Myanmar are sheltering. Around 20,000 infections and 200 deaths from COVID-19 have been recorded so far in Cox's Bazar District, the region bordering Myanmar, where 34 refugee camps are located. The UN Refugee Agency said about 500 Bangladesh Red Crescent staff and volunteers have joined health workers for the vaccination campaign. Rohingya community leaders, frontline healthcare volunteers in the camps, and Rohingya older than 55 are all in the first group to be vaccinated. Two school districts in Texas are defying an order by Governor Greg Abbott that prohibits local governments from issuing face mask mandates as Texas faces a surge of new COVID-19 infections. The superintendent of the Dallas Independent School District announced Monday that all students and teachers should wear face masks. That move comes just days after the superintendent of Houston's public schools announced he would pursue a similar mandate. The head of Dallas County's governing board of commissioners has filed a lawsuit against Abbott's executive order. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott on Monday called for hospitals across the state to voluntarily delay all elective surgeries and medical procedures to focus their efforts on treating the increasing number of COVID-19 patients. Many hospitals have either reached or exceeded patient capacity. The United States says it is up to Afghanistan's security forces to defend their country after Taliban militants captured a sixth provincial capital on Monday, along with border towns and trade routes. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of this month, arguing the Afghan people must decide their own future. He said he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year war. The Taliban have stepped up their campaign to defeat the government as foreign forces withdraw. That withdrawal is expected to be complete by the end of the month. The United States, Britain, and Canada rolled out new sanctions on Belarus Monday. It was the one-year anniversary of the start of protests in the Eastern European country against elections that were widely seen as fraudulent. Since that time, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has taken harsh action against peaceful demonstrators and political opponents. In a statement, President Biden said, rather than respect the clear will of the Belarusian people, the Lukashenko regime perpetrated election fraud and a brutal campaign of repression. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.